but actually he says...
Dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, with this feast day, when we are celebrating Apostles St. Peter and Paul, their martyrdom that happened in Rome during persecution by Nero, year 64, year 68, the feast day was established that brings together two great apostles. Their message is absolutely necessary for anybody to understand Christianity. As we heard in Gospel, when Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi, Jesus in conversation with the apostles, he wanted to know what people were saying about him. And disciples reported to him, but what is more important is that another question of Jesus, what do you say, who am I? In the name of all, Simon Peter confessed the faith in the Lord and said, you are Messiah, you are Christ, you are the Son of the living God. And after which Jesus declares him his rock on which his church will be built, and not even the gates of the underworld will never be able to hold out against it. Jesus said to Peter, you are rock, and on that rock I will build. You have to be that answer to Jesus. What do people say, what do we say with our life about God? Is it our confession of faith in Christ? Who is Christ to us? That is absolutely necessary to show with our life, bearing witness in every moment, in every place. Peter and the church at every time ought to confess the faith, but in the context of the time. That confession has to be true answer to people who say all kinds of things about Jesus. Church must know that we see Peter here so faithful, and we see Paul through his conversion. He was a Pharisee and was so active in persecution of Christians, but God stopped him in a miraculous way and called him, drew him to him, made Paul that chosen vessel to proclaim the name of Jesus to all outside Judaism. This is why Paul represents this breakthrough of Christianity into Greek and pagan world. And we can see how Christianity may be lived in different cultures. Peter became the rock of faith. That faith the church is bearing witness through all times. And we know from his life that there were moments when his faith was not there, and he cried bitterly. But he confessed love for the Lord, just as Paul embraced the faith and proclaimed that God is love. And both of them, their lives speak to us of a fervent, faithful love for Christ. proclaiming good news of salvation for all people. They died as martyrs. They want to tell us by that that love with faith without love is not complete. Faith, love, and hope are united, cannot be separated. Peter confessed his faith, and later on he confessed his love for Christ when risen Christ asked him for three times, Simon, do you love me more than the others? And Peter cried, answering, Lord, you know all, you know that I love you. While Paul, with such fervor and love, approached Jesus that he was able to say, I live, but no longer me, it is Christ in me who lives. He identified himself with Jesus. And today, when we speak of church, we see these two images of church, image of Peter, image of Paul. Paul went to Greeks and pagans, while Peter preached among Jews. And we see that church is called at all times and throughout the whole world to proclaim the name of Christ. Church is based on firm faith and fervent love that Jesus bore witness for. It demands from each one of us to open ourselves. Faith without love is not worthwhile. If I had a faith that can transfer mountains but had no love, I would be nothing in life. This is why it is necessary to be like Peter and Paul, who confirmed their faith with love. It is through love that it can obtain a true value as a good news of salvation. Therefore, dear brother and sister, let us inherit Peter and Paul in faith and love. Let us search for paths, ways, how to help other men to come to God. It is not enough to profess faith with mouth. We have to confirm it with our life. Jesus says, there is no greater love than that, but to lay a life for one we love. The question stands before us, how much are we ready to give of ourselves for Jesus, to be with Jesus in order to be that rock on which God builds church and kingdom of God. On this feast day of St. Peter and Paul, we are united in prayer, and we pray asking for our faith not to be weakened. Jesus reminds us on it and calls us constantly, say, convert yourselves and trust the gospel, and thus converted, confirm your brothers just like Peter and Paul. May this intercession of St. Peter and Paul, apostles and martyrs, may through their intercession God fortify us in faith, love, and hope. Amen.